We're going to talk about great movie taglines. You know, the taglines that you see on the poster or in the trailer. And I've got some great ones here. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to throw them at you guys and see if you can name the movie that the tagline is for. Okay, just think about it. Now, some of the classic taglines, I'll give you an example. Alien has one of the most classic taglines in movie history. Can anybody remember what it is? Esmeralda, you remember what the tag? You're very young. You know, the movie came out in 1979. So
because that alien makes that noise.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, so that's what you thought the tagline for the movie is?
Yeah, because I can't.
It is one of the most iconic movie taglines of all time. Dan, you know it.
I do, yes.
And Vic, do you know it? Do you remember what the tagline for the original Alien was?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
And when I say it, you'll remember it because it is so iconic.
I just watched that movie a couple months ago.
The original?
Yep, the original.
You know, it's really funny.
It's such an awesome movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah. It's a great movie. I'm actually a fan of all the Alien movies, without the Predators, not the Alien Predator movies. But I like all four Alien movies. I really do. But anyway, I was watching Alien. I was over at my folks' house a few months back, and Alien was on cable, and we had it on. And my mom was freaking out. You know, it's like the middle of the day. We're watching Alien, and she's like screaming. And I'm like, "Ma, you've seen this movie before." And she goes, "I forgot how scary it was." Okay, so the tagline for the original Alien is, "In space, no one can hear you scream." See, everybody, now you recognize that, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right, I'm going to throw some taglines at you guys, okay? Now, Dan, you know these already because you printed up the list. And if people want to call in and maybe take a guess, you can do that too. It's 312-981-7200. I'll throw a few of these out and see what you guys think. See if you can get some of them. Now, some of these you won't be able to get, I don't think. But some maybe. Okay, what about this one? Her life was in their hands, and now her toe is in the mail. This, by the way, has a connection to last night and the night before here in Chicago.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Her life was in their hands. Now her toe is in the mail.
Oh, I know this.
Esmeralda and Vic, you guys are both look at Esmeralda like you're going. She's going nuts.
It's not. No, it can't be.
Well, okay, Vic, what do you think it is?
I know it's not this though, but no, it can't be the Big Lebowski.
It is the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
Now, were you going to say that, Esmeralda?
I was. Yeah. I couldn't remember, and then it hit me.
Yeah. Huh. Now, do you know why there's a connection to?
Well, that's in the movie.
No. Why? Okay, yes. But what is the connection between Big Lebowski and what happened in the city last night and the night before?
Oh, that I don't know.
One thing that I attended. What did I attend Monday night?
You went to a concert.
Yes.
And it was at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Right. Do you remember who it was? Amy Mann. Now, whose toe gets cut off in the Big Lebowski?
It's not Amy Mann.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, it is.
It's not her toe.
Well, it's her character.
I thought it was one of the characters who gets.
Yeah, that character is not.
The granddaughter, Tara Reid, gets cut off.
No,
I thought Amy Mann did the cutting.
No, Amy Mann's toe gets cut off in The Big Lebowski because the nihilists mail her toe instead of Tara Reid's because they don't have Tara Reid.
Right. I forgot that was Tara Reid.
Yeah, that's Tara Reid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's Amy Mann. You remember when they go and they get the lingonberry pancakes in the middle of the night in the camera and they're all sitting there ordering food and Amy Mann orders the food and then the camera pans down and she's got a bloody bandage around her foot
because
they cut her toe off?
I do remember that. Wow.
Oh, man. I love that movie.
Good reference.
So, all right. So that's a funny one. Her life was in their hands. Now her toe is in the mail. I don't remember seeing that as the tagline for the Big Lebowski.
I don't either. That's why I hesitated so long, but it made sense.
It did. Okay, here's another one. Okay. Let's see. Here they grow again. Here they grow again.
Gremlins.
Gremlins 2. Yes, Gremlins 2, The New Batch. Here they grow again. One of those rare sequels that's better than the original.
Is it? I didn't know. I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
It's great. And there's a character based on Donald Trump in it. He's a combination of Donald Trump and Ted Turner, and his name is Daniel Clamp. It is a phenomenal movie. If you've not seen it, it's a crazy movie. Clearly and unapologetically inspired by Looney Tunes cartoons. It's like a Looney Tune cartoon. It's completely different than the first one. Because the first one is creepy, you know, and it's dark. This is just ridiculous. It's like joke after joke after joke. Some of it makes absolutely no sense.
It's got a lady gremlin in it.
It has a sexy lady gremlin in it, yes. Yes.
You said that, not
yes. Gremlins 2, The New Batch, Here They Grow Again. Good job, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Good job. Okay, how about this one? 50 million people watching, but no one saw a thing. What movie is that tagline? And if you go, if you care to take a guess here, I can throw some of these out there for you. If you want, 312-981-7200, classic movie taglines. 312-981-7200. The current one, 50 million people watching, but no one saw a thing. So, anybody?
I can't remember the name. What if I described the movie?
And Vic, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay. All right, Esmeralda, describe what you think
it is.
What's
that Nicolas Cage movie with the boxing match?
Snake Eyes.
Yeah, no?
No, good guess, but not Snake Eyes. Right. But a good guess. Boy, wow. You remember Snake Eyes? That's pretty...
I don't think I even saw Snake Eyes, but I remember the previews and I remember
it's a good movie. It's a good movie. It Brian De Palma directed that movie. And the first 10 minutes of that movie is all one take. It's pretty amazing. What's Brian De Palma? He's the man. So, all right, I'm going to leave that out there. If anybody wants to guess, we have Lou Malnati's. Dan? We got some Lou Malnati's we can give away. So if you want some Lou Malnati's, I'll give you some Lou Malnati's if you can guess this one. 50 million people watching, but no one saw a thing.
And we need you to call in. Unfortunately, we can't accept text.
Yeah, no text on this contest. You have to call in. We are taking text for anything else. If you want to remember, if you have a great tagline that you would like to share with us that you remember, you can do that. Or if you have a request for Wild Card Wednesday, we'll do that. But you have to call in and try and guess this. 50 million people watching, but no one saw a thing. All right. I believe we have someone who wants to take a guess. Here's Ryan on WGN. Ryan, 50 million people watching, but no one saw a thing. What is that movie?
Quiz Show.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Quiz Show. Very good, Ryan. Now, did you remember that, or did you put that together from the description?
I remember that, actually.
Yeah. Okay, very good, man. Nice job. Nice job, Ryan. Listen, man, you got yourself a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, one which is 1,000 feet from where I live, by the way. You can order loumalnatis.com. And so there you go. Ryan, congratulations.
Awesome.
Hang on.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. There you go. You guys all see Quiz Show?
You know, I haven't.
No?
I haven't either.
You know, people really love that movie. I'm kind of in the middle on it. I liked it, but I didn't love it. But it is a great tagline because you know what it was about. The movie was about the Quiz Show scandal of the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Redford directed that movie, by the way. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, I got more. I'm going to throw more quiz shows. I'm going to throw more quiz shows at you. What? I'm going to throw more classic movie taglines, and if you want to jump in, we'll throw a couple of more out for you. And if you have any that you remember, classic taglines from movies, you can text us as well, 312-981-7200. Oh, yeah. Nice choice for Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. You pick the wild card songs, any artist, any song, and you program the music bumps coming back from commercials. 608 area code requested In My Life by the Beatles. All right. We are talking about movie taglines, famous movie taglines. And so I've got a few more here to throw out there. And how about this one? All right. Let's, Esmeralda, take a crack at this one, okay? I think you'll be able to get this one. I personally think this one's very, very easy.
All right.
Okay. What is the movie with the tagline, a romantic comedy with zombies? A romantic comedy with zombies. You don't know this?
Is it British movie, Got Some Red on You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, what's Simon Pegg?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, why can't I? Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, exactly right.
Wow.
Wow, you
I
remember
need some ginkgo biloba?
You remember you've got red on you, but you couldn't think of the name of the movie.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I'd be really good at what is it, $100,000 pyramid?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I could describe everything but the answer.
Romantic comedy with zombies. I love that movie so much. It's very, very difficult to describe my actual measurement of love for that movie.
It's a great movie.
It is.
All those, I really enjoyed all of those movies.
The Cornette movies, all three of them are great. They're all great. They all like hold a special spot in my life. Like the first one, Shaun of the Dead was me and my ex-wife Heather, that was our movie. We saw it when we first started dating. And she, you know, when I first went over to Heather's apartment, the first time I ever went over to her apartment, I looked at her DVD collection and she had every zombie movie ever. And I was like, "Oh, we'll be dating for a while, shall we?" And then Hot Fuzz came out when I first moved in with her. and then we ended up divorced. But The World's End came out the day I was offered this gig.
Oh.
When I got the gig, when they finally said, "Yes, you are now the official full-time overnight guy on WGN after 95 years, it was the day that The World's End opened. And after I had the meeting with management, I got the gig, I walked down to the River East, and I saw the movie. And all three of those movies are great. They're all great. Hot Fuzz is great. So, anyway. All right, let's try another one. Shall we? All right, now, this one, I had no idea that this was actually the tagline for this movie, but I think you should be able to figure it out. What's the tagline for this movie? Love is in the hair. Love is in the hair.
Is it, oh, man. I can't remember anything
tonight. At this point, just describe the movie if you can't think of it.
Where John Travolta's Hairspray.
It's not Hairspray.
No.
Love is in the hair. I'm going to take a crack at this one. 312-981-7200. What movie has the tagline, "Love is in the hair"? If you think about it a little bit, you got to kind of think out of the box a little on this one. Esmeralda looks like she's...
Or literally.
Or literally, yeah. You look like you're deep in thought, Esmeralda.
Is it that movie with...
Are you just never going to give a title? Is that what's going to happen here? You're just going to describe the movie?
Where is it where he's on the radio and he's a love doctor? It's the SNL bit.
Ladies Man?
Yes.
With...
No, it's not that.
Wait.
I just because he had the big hair.
Oh.
Because he had the afro.
Oh, no, I see. I see. Yeah. No, that's not it.
No, though. Okay.
No. Okay, hang on. Here's Steve. You're going to take a crack at it. Steve, Love is in the Hair.
Just a blind guess, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
No, it's not Don't Mess with the Zohan. Thank you, Steve.
He did have nice hair.
That was a terrible movie. Well,
He had a mullet, I think.
If I remember correctly. The only thing I remember about that movie was Dave Matthews was in it as like a terrorist. That's the only thing that I remember about that movie. It's an Adam Sandler movie, so of course it sucks.
Right, yeah.
Here's Steve. Steve, Love is in the Hair.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. When Harry Met Sally? I don't know.
It's not When Harry Met Sally, but thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Does that mean like she had good hair? Was like Meg Ryan had good hair?
I think because of the hairy bit.
Love is in the hair.
I guess.
Is that what?
Good try, though. Good try.
All right. Here's Chris taking a crack at Love is in the Hair. What do you think it is, Chris?
I'm going to try shampoo.
It's a logical guess. But not right. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Logical guess. But it's that
70s movie where they dance and sing. And it's about the 60s.
Fame?
No.
That's an 80s movie. Wait.
Hair?
Yeah.
That's a movie about the 60s. What the hell is going on? It came out in the 70s. That movie where they dance and sing. So the tagline for Hair is Love is in the Hair? Is that what you're saying to me? All right, let's try this one. Here's Paul on WGN. Paul, what movie is Love is in the Hair?
Something About Mary.
That's right. There's Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Good job, Paul.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy, hang on. We got to get some info from you off the air. He's got himself some Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnati's.com. See, get it? It's clever.
Yeah. No, I get it now.
Yeah, sure.
Not what I was guessing.
I preferred to think that the movie Hair had the
love tag, is in the hair.
Love is in the hair.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We got more famous taglines from movies. We'll go through some of those and all that cool stuff. And coming up in a little later on, would Esmeralda buy that? All right. Now, news is next. Yeah. No idea what this is. Wild Card Wednesday. 773 area code requested Third World and the song Try Ja Love. Now, do you, Esmeralda, do you know that song?
I do not.
Wow. I always count on you.
Sorry. I do not know Try Ja Love.
Try Ja Love by Third World. Sounds like a smash hit to me.
I think I may have found a record. Is Third World the name of the band?
Yes.
I think I may have found a record of theirs in my dad's collection. What decade is that from?
That sounds like it's like the 90s 70s? Or something.
Oh, okay.
Do you know, Dan? Does it say?
Jamaican reggae band formed in 1973.
Ooh.
I think I got it.
Oh.
No. Now I think the one I'm thinking of. Is there a band called Third Dimensions? Third Dimension.
It's Fifth Dimension.
Man, maybe it's Fifth. Okay, go
and
on.
And that's a
go
lot with, different than what we just heard.
Go on with your show now. Nick.
Okay.
Sorry.
Moving along.
We've got movie taglines from movies.
Real quick, though, very important in the history of Fly Jams' band.
Yeah.
They originally did the song Now That We've Found Love, which Heavy D sampled in his hit version in 1991.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I wasn't aware of that. I knew that was a sample, but I guess I didn't know who did the original. Okay, I didn't know that. Very good. Heavy D and the Boys with a Z. Boys with a Z. I saw Heavy D. He passed away, didn't he? Did Heavy D die? Yeah, he did. Heavy
no.
D. Yeah, he's dead.
Did he?
Yeah.
He got thin.
That's what killed him. I don't know.
Oh, he did die in 2011.
Yeah. I knew he passed away. I saw Heavy D open for P.E. It was, it was a crazy lineup. It was Salt and Pepper. It was Kid and Play. Digital Underground. Heavy D and the Boys and Public Enemy. And why is it that none of those seem like they should be on a bill with Public Enemy? Am I the only one that finds, maybe Digital Underground, but am I the only one that finds that a little odd?
Yeah, I mean, Heavy D and the Boys. I mean, I've never heard another song other than Now That We Found Love, but that seemed really
they had a lot of good songs. Heavy D and the Boys. Don't know all that. Like, what the hell is Kid and Play doing on the same bill with Public Enemy?
Yeah.
And I love Kid and Play. Don't get me wrong.
But yeah, with Public Enemy, that seems weird.
It is funny because, with the exception of P.E. and Heavy D, all of those acts are on that 90s tour that we've been talking about.
That's
like,
right.
Like, it is Kid and Play. It is Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
So
Digital Underground? I don't
know if they are, now that I say that.
Let me explain something to you about that album, Sex Packets by Digital Underground. That album's phenomenal. That album rules. Humpty, please. We got a couple of taglines here. How about this one? This is from Jay. Jay says, love means never having to say you're sorry. Anybody remember what that one's from?
Oh, it's Jerry Maguire.
No.
Wait.
No, it's
hold
not
on.
Jerry
no,
Maguire.
Wait. I know. Wait. I know what it is. Notting Hill.
It's not Notting Hill.
Darn.
It's a much, much older film than those. It's Love Story.
Oh.
Love Story. Love means never having to say.
Well, Notting Hill was a love story, so.
It wasn't. So was the other
well,
one.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Does he say, oh, no, that's that.
He says, I'm
a girl.
She says, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy wanting the boy to eat the cupcake with me. I don't know what the hell the line is. Notting Hill. Well, let's see. Great tagline. Southland Tales, This is the Way the World Ends. 815 Erico sends that in. I love that movie. It's certifiable, but I love it. I hated it the first time. Oh, my God, did I hate Southland Tales the first time I saw it. All right, how about this one? See if you guys can figure this one out. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
American Pie.
Very, very good. No.
Darn.
But very good. It's in that direction. That's the kind of, so think, you know, think vulgar, think a little raunchy. The longer you get, the harder it waits. Think Friday mornings on WGN with Straight Out of Context.
I think you mixed some words there that second time. You said the longer you get, the harder it waits.
Oh, is that what I said?
But it's anyway, the longer Dan, you mark it down for Straight Out of Context.
The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Porky's.
No.
All right, I'm out.
You're out? All right. All right, think about the thing. In that context, what's happening the longer you wait? What are you? If you wait a long time before
engaging in physical activity.
What are you? If you've never had sex, what are you?
Oh, a virgin.
Right.
Well, that's why I went with American Pie.
40-year-old virgin?
40-year-old virgin. Absolutely right, Vic.
There you go. 40-year-old virgin. Good job, Vic.
The longer you wait, the harder it gets. By the way, if you want to participate in Straight Out of Context, it's very easy. Just listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something, you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the information. Who said it? What time? All that stuff. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. And that'll be Straight Out of Context. And also, if you want to be a spy, you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Let us know. Jot down all the information. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. How about this one? Well, we may as well stay in that kind of vicinity here. The tagline for the movie is, everyone has one special thing. Everyone has one special thing. By the way, I have a poster framed of this movie in my living room. And that's not the tagline on the poster I have. It's not the tagline on the poster that I have for this movie framed in my living room. On my wall. But everyone has one special thing. Esmeralda? Any idea?
Man.
You gonna describe a movie now?
No, I can't even. I know you told it was, is it the poster that your ex gave you?
The poster that my ex? No, it's not.
Oh, well then I don't know.
No, it was a lobby card from Risky Business. No, that's not. Let's see if anybody can guess. 312-981-7200. The tagline is, everyone has one special thing.
These are hard.
All right, let me give you one of my favorites on this list. It's from Chicken Run. Do you guys remember the movie Chicken Run?
With
the voices were Mel Gibson was in it.
Yes.
It was the guys who did Wallace and Gromit. And it was okay. Phenomenal movie. One of my favorite movies of the year 2000. It's a hilarious movie. Chicken Run. Do you know what the tagline for Chicken Run was?
What is it?
Escape or die frying.
Oh, that's so sad because, yeah, they would get killed and eaten.
Yeah. Well.
Let's laugh at their misfortunes.
How about this one? Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The tagline is, you'll crack up. See, Y-U-L-E. Crack up.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Isn't that craziness?
That's,
oh, I think we have a guess.
Wordplay.
It's crazy right there. We have a guess here. Everyone has one special thing. Nick, care to take a crack at that one?
Boogie Nights.
It's Boogie Nights. Absolutely. Everyone has one special thing. That's right. Although that's not the tagline on the poster that I have. But the poster I have, I think, was like a teaser poster. It wasn't the official Boogie Nights poster. It's a different one that I have. All right. Hey, Nick, you got yourself some Lumel Nauties, okay? Hang on.
Awesome. Thanks.
Good job, buddy. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the tagline is on mine.
According to IMDb, the two are the aforementioned one, and the second one is The Life of a Dreamer, The Days of a Business, and The Nights in Between.
Boy, that's not even the one. The one that I have is, the year was 1977, the sex was safe. The year was 1977, the business was sex, the sex was safe, and the business was booming. And that's the poster that I have. That's what it says on the poster that I have on my wall.
I like the one that we had to guess from.
Which, what is that?
The one special thing.
Everyone has one special thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, no, it's great.
Straight to the point.
Absolutely. It's great. All right. How about this one? One dream for Jamaicans, 20 below zero.
Cool Runnings.
Exactly right. Yes. Cool Runnings. Exactly right. All right. How about this one? Here's the tagline for this film. There are 3.7 trillion fish in the ocean, and they're looking for one.
Finding Nemo.
Exactly right. Very good. All right. How about this one? After a night they can't remember comes a day they'll never forget.
The Hangover.
Ooh, good one. Good choice, but no. After a night they can't remember comes a day they'll never forget. That's a great choice, by the way. That obviously makes complete sense.
Memento.
No, it's not. It's not Memento. And it's one guy that had the memory issue, not they. In Memento, it's one guy, and he had short-term memory problems. It wasn't like he had... After a night they can't remember comes a day they'll never forget. I'm going to give it to you. You ready?
Okay, what is it?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
That existed.
Yeah.
Or exists.
I think that movie's pretty funny, actually. I got to be honest with you. I think it's pretty funny. I'll give you one more before we break. This is actually one of my favorites. Welcome to the Suck.
Boo. Welcome to...
And it needs an explanation.
Twister.
I mean, no, it's not Twister. Twister? Oh, because the tornado sucks you in. Oh, I get it.
There is a cloud of dust from Vic Vaughn running from his news station back to the mic for that one. That was pretty amazing.
He's putting his newscast together. He comes flying into the frame of the picture, the Twister, and then runs away. No, I thought maybe that was some sort of commentary he was making on the movie Twister. I personally think that movie rules, but no. Welcome to the Suck is from the movie Jarhead. That's what they called.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they called it.
Okay.
Your tour of duty is the Suck. So, all right, we're gonna need a break here. We got a few more of these, and then we got Would Esmeralda Buy That? Okay. All right. Boy, it's really Wild Card Wednesday this morning. Wild Card Wednesday. And John requested the band Alt-J with the song Left Hand Free. All right. All right, we're going to finish this up with the movie taglines for movies. And then we got Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda like that? Let's try this one. Buy that. Here we go. This is actually one of my favorites. The tagline is, from the brother of the director of Ghost.
Wait. Scary movie.
No. Good guess, but no. It's actually a very good guess. It's Naked Gun 33 and a third, the final end. So it's the third Naked Gun movie. Because David Zucker... directed, I can't remember which Zucker directed Ghost. I want to say maybe it was Jerry. Well, one of them directed Ghost, and then the other one directed Naked Gun and said, you know, because Ghost was like one of the biggest hits ever, and so they were like from the brother of the director of Ghost. How about this one? You should be able to get this. If Nancy doesn't wake up screaming, she won't wake up at all.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Exactly right. All right, how about this one? What's the movie with this tag? Work sucks.
Office Space.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right, how about this one? They're back.
Poltergeist 2?
That's right. Poltergeist 2, The Other Side. All right. Okay. How about this one? Does for rock and roll what the Sound of Music did for Hills. does for rock and roll what the Sound of Music did for Hills.
Spinal Tap?
Yes, very good. Esmeralda's on a roll, man. On a roll. Here's one. Earth, it was fun while it lasted.
Mars Attacks?
No, but that's a very, very good guess. Vic, you want to take Earth? It was fun while it lasted.
Oh, wait. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No.
Dang.
Ooh, great book.
Darn.
Great book. Great. Oh, wait a second. Are we discovering more about Vic now? Vic, you're a hitchhiker guy?
I loved that book.
Me too.
I read it right after I read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Yeah.
That's a kid book, too. All right, back to movies.
No, that was a movie. They made a movie out of it.
I haven't seen the movie.
It's good, actually. It's not great, but it's good. Yeah, I was one of those closet Hitchhiker Guide guys when I was in high school. While I was in high school, I was making fun of people reading Lord of the Rings, and here I am reading all the Hitchhiker books. What a jerk. All right, Earth, it was fun while it lasted. You know what it is? Armageddon.
Really?
That seems a little lighthearted.
Right.
Yeah.
To be
it does,
technical.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was a terrible movie anyway, so. How about this? All right, Alien versus Predator. You're the tagline for Alien versus Predator. Let me just put it this. Just tell you this. It's the most apropos tagline ever, considering how horrible the movie is. Okay, because it's a terrible movie. Alien versus Predator is a horrendous movie, and this is its tagline, and it's accurate. Whoever wins, we lose.
I mean, yeah.
Because that movie's a piece of crap, so you lose if you see it.
Oh, I thought because they're both awful.
Right, exactly. No, that's what the tagline means, but it also has dual meaning because the movie is such a piece of crap, so people who pay to see it are losing.
Oh.
See? All right, how about this one? Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas. Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas.
It's not Evil Dead, is it? Yeah. Not Evil Dead, the other one. The other one.
Night of Dawn of the Living.
Night of Dawn of the Dead.
I was hoping you were going to go, yeah.
Night of Dawn of the Dead. No, but Esmeralda, you're on the correct. It's part of that series.
It's that other one, the funny one.
Well, all of them are funny. Well, the first one's not really funny. But the second one and the third one are hilarious.
Is that Evil Dead 2?
No. What's the third one called? Because it's Evil Dead, Dead 2,
man.
Dead by Dawn, and
Evil Dead 3. No.
Well, I mean, in some places that's what it's called.
Right.
But...
Oh, gosh. I can tell you.
You're not in the Navy. You're not in the Marines. You're not in the Air Force. You are in?
Vic?
Army?
Yes.
Army of Darkness.
That's exactly right. There was only one more military group left.
Hey, don't forget the Coast Guard.
Oh, the Coast Guard. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. How about this one? There can be only one.
The Highlander.
Wow. Wow, Esmeralda. Are you a Highlander fan?
No, it's just that's a very commonly said phrase in the group of my friends.
I just remember them. I just remember also Sean Connery has a line, "You can't die, you fool. You're immortal." I just remember. Unless they cut his head off. I mean, that's the other thing. He just kept saying, "You can't die, you fool. You're immortal. Unless you get beheaded," is what they should have added to that line.
Asterisk. Unless you're beheaded.
Yeah. Stay away from beheadings. All right. An adventure 65 million years in the making. An adventure 65 million years in the making. What is that one? And a very popular movie.
I know what it is. I just can't think of it. I think I know. Jurassic Park.
That's exactly right, yeah. Vic. Yes, Jurassic Park.
I don't know why I was going to say that movie with the aliens.
What movie with the aliens?
No, I can't remember. Darn it.
Oh, you mean that one movie with the aliens?
Yeah, that one movie that came out.
That one movie that came out that had aliens in it?
Close Encounters. I don't know why.
Oh, Close Encounters. Okay.
No clue why.
All right. Okay, how about this one? Vietnam can kill me, but it can't make me care. Vietnam
Platoon.
Can kill me, but it can't. It's not Platoon. in the right direction and the right war.
Red line.
Thin red line.
Thin red line.
Not.
It's not Born on 4th of July.
No. Although we're covering all the Vietnam films right now.
Good Morning Vietnam.
It's not Good Morning Vietnam. It's also not Apocalypse Now. So we can continue. There's one more. I mean, this is a definitive Vietnam movie. It's not The Deer Hunter. This is a definitive Vietnam movie.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
No, that's Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, okay.
Are you... Now, come on now. This is like one of the greatest Vietnam movies ever made. It's also not the Green Berets. Come on now. Vietnam can kill me, but it can't make me care.
The movie with the guy from Law and Order.
What guy from Law and Order?
In Law and Order, Critical Thinking or whatever it's
called. Critical Thinking? Is that a new one? Did I miss? Did Dick Wolf spin that off? Critical Thinking?
At least she's on the right track.
Wait a minute.
The guy
Matthew Modine, I think, is that?
Yes, okay, yes.
And then who's the big guy?
She's thinking of Vincent D'Onofrio, who's in the third.
He's in Criminal Intent.
There you go.
All right.
Something with a C.
What? Critical Thinking. I like that one better. I think that's going to be, it should be Chicago Med Critical Thinking.
In all the Law and Orders, they are critical thinking.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not. But you're in the right. Yes, it's that movie. Vic, you don't know that it's Matthew Modine, Vincent D'Onofrio, Arlie Ermey, who was a real drill sergeant.
Is there a line in the movie where he goes,
what's your major malfunction?
Yes, what's your major malfunction?
And it's like
Private Pile.
I don't think I'm going to stay
here. The picture is like a rifle in a hat.
Something in Biloxi. Biloxi.
It's not Biloxi Blues. No, it's not Biloxi Blues. Okay. This is killing me that you guys can't get this.
Straight.
All right.
I want to say straitjacket. That's not right.
Well, that's close. You got one word. You got one word right.
Jacket.
Full metal jacket.
For God's sake!
How did we forget that one?
20 million years to get there.
20 million years to get to one of the greatest Vietnam movies ever made.
All right,
we got a break. We're done with that, and now we're moving on to Would Esmeralda Buy That? That's coming up after the news. Full Metal Jacket. All right.